Hi and welcome back. If you've listened to session one, you may have noticed something in the day since. Maybe a moment of tension in a meeting where you actually paused before managing it. Maybe something in your body during a conversation that caught your attention. Maybe nothing obvious at all, and that's fine too. But I bet that somewhere, at least once, you noticed your body in a way you didn't before. That noticing, that's the beginning of everything. So, let me tell you something I think about a lot, and see if it resonates with you. Before GPS, long-distance sailors used what they called dead reckoning. You know, you track your speed, your heading, the time you'd been moving. And from that, you'd worked out where you were. It was remarkably accurate, not perfect, but far better than nothing. Your nervous system does something similar, only it's been doing it your entire life. It registers every experience, every significant moment, every decision that felt right and every one that didn't. And it builds, over time, a kind of felt sense of direction, a signal about where you're aligned and where you're off course. Most of us have been moving too fast to actually read it. So today we slow down to see what it's been saying. It might be interesting to know that research from Cambridge on what scientists call interoception, the body's ability to sense its own internal state, shows that people with stronger interoceptive awareness consistently make better decisions under uncertainty. Not because they think harder, but because they're reading a signal that people with weaker body awareness simply can't access. The body, it turns out, processes information relevant to complex decisions before the conscious mind has even framed the question. You know, some time ago, I worked with a CEO, and we'll call him Dave, and he was in the middle of what looked on paper like a brilliant opportunity, a merger, significant growth, everything pointing in the right direction. And every time he sat down to work on it, his body did something. A heaviness, not panic, nothing dramatic, just this low-grade sense of being slightly underwater. He'd been overriding it for months because the logic was so solid. When he finally slowed down enough to listen to it, to actually sit with the signal rather than manage it, what came up was something completely different to his professional concern. It was a life question he hadn't been willing to ask. The merger went ahead. That's not the point. The point is that his body had been trying to have a different conversation entirely, one that had nothing to do with the deal. That's what we're going to explore today. You know, if you've read the books, and you probably have, like me, you can get the idea that your body is a responder. Something happens in your life and your body reacts. A tight chest, a knotted stomach, loose shoulders. You manage those responses and move on. So let me have a look at it from a different direction. Your body isn't just responding to your life. It's been navigating it. Registering what resonates and what doesn't. Holding the record of every time you moved towards something that expanded you, and every time you moved away from something that didn't. It's been keeping a kind of felt log of what matters to you. We call it instinct, we call it gut feeling. We dismiss it in meetings and boardrooms and strategy sessions because we can't put it in a spreadsheet. But it's real, it's physiological, and today we're going to read some of it. So, let's do this together. Let's just come into the body. Make sure your spine is straight. Both feet on the floor if you're sitting. And one deliberate breath. breathing in and out slowly. Good, you're here. Now, I'd like you to recall a moment, a specific one, when you made a decision and it felt right in your body. Not just logically right, something that had a quality of ease of alignment. Even if it was a small thing, just let it come. Now, let your attention drift down to your body and notice where you feel that. Where does a felt sense of yes live for you? In your chest, your belly, somewhere in your shoulders or your back? That's it. Note it. That's your internal compass. Now let that go just for a moment. And bring to mind a decision or a situation that had the opposite quality, where something in you knew it was off, even if something else said, proceed, go ahead. Where was that held in your body? Perfect. You know your own signals now. You know how your compass is talking to you. That's it. Now, I'd like to try something a little different. And I want you to stay with me on this, because I know this isn't something you're usually asked to do. I'd like you to bring to mind a life question, not a work question, not a strategy question, something more personal, something that's been waiting on the edge of your attention, patient as anything. Because your diary is always too full to let it through. It might be something like, what do I actually want my life to look like in 5 years? Not my career, my life. It might be, what have I stopped wanting that I haven't admitted to myself yet? It might be, what would I do if the role and the title and the status suddenly stopped being the point? Or it might be something completely different, something quieter, something more yours than any of those. Just let whatever comes, come. Don't push for the right question. Your body will bring you what you need. Now, and this is the important bit. Don't try to answer it. Just hold it. Like you're carrying something and you want to feel the weight of it. And as you hold it, bring your attention to your body, not to your thoughts about the question, to what your body is doing right now in response to it. Is there something in your chest, a slight opening or a closing? A sense of more or less space? What about your throat? Is there any quality of effort there? As if something wants to speak that hasn't yet been asked. And your belly, the area just below your sternum. This is where most people hold what they know but haven't said yet. What's there? Now don't interpret it, don't draw it into a conclusion. Just let it be feedback. Just let it be a signal. Just notice that your body has an opinion about this question, and that opinion has been there quietly long before today. And somewhere in your body, just notice it could be completely unexpected. Is there a sensation of expansion? Something that feels like a quiet yes, even if it's small. Even if it's surrounded by something tighter. That's it. Whatever you found is exactly right. and quietly to yourself. You might say the words, "My body has been tracking this, and I am beginning to hear it." To gently now wiggle your fingers and toes, a slow breath in and out, and when you're ready, come back to the room. So, here's the shift we've made today. Your body isn't just reacting to your life, it's been navigating it, registering what aligns with who you actually are and genuinely matters to you. That's not a feeling, that's a physiological reality. So, here's your takeaway. Just once today, maybe in a quiet moment this evening, or first thing tomorrow, bring to mind one decision you've been sitting with, big or small, and before you think about it, just ask, "Where do I feel this in my body?" That's all. Don't try to solve it. Just notice where it lives. You're starting to read the signal, and that changes everything. Now, in the next session, the body knows before you do, we go even further. Because listening to the signal is one thing, but your nervous system can also be used to move toward what you want. Not as a passive receiver, but as an active architect. Now that's a session that tends to change things most. So I look forward to seeing you there.